It's the beginning of the end of the coronavirus pandemic of 2020 because the vaccination process has begun. This is Lisa Berry, and while we're in the very early stages of that, it has been sent to our community, and medical professionals who deal with COVID cases are first in line to receive it. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is someone who has received the first dose of the Pfizer COVID vaccine, Dr. Payal Patel, infectious disease specialist at Michigan Medicine. And when I say, how are you, I mean, really, how are you after receiving the vaccine on Monday?
Yeah, I'm doing well today. I got some good advice through a researcher that I work with who told me that they found in some of the early trials that a good night's sleep after you get the vaccine could actually help make sure the vaccine is effective. And so I took that advice and I had a good night's sleep. I woke up this morning, my arm is a little sore, but otherwise I'm feeling good.
We spoke to one of your colleagues, Dr. Sinti, who said it would be given on a random basis to those who indicated they wanted one. So how did you find out you were getting a vaccine?
Yeah, that's right. We, as employees, got a survey a couple of weeks ago. And in the survey, you basically answered some questions to see if you fit the different criteria that they have as to who is fits into a box as to who would get the vaccine first. And then you also indicated willingness to get the vaccine. And last time I spoke to you, Lisa, I said I'd be happy to be first in line. And then I got randomly selected to be one of the five people, frontline workers, to get the vaccine. So I found out on Sunday night, just, you know, around 8:30 p.m., that I had been selected and to kind of give them a heads up as if I would be ready to do it the next day. So that's kind of how quickly things started turning.
You're a scientist, you're a medical professional, you're an infectious disease specialist who's been dealing with this since the whole pandemic began. Did you have any personal hesitation about getting the vaccine?
You know, partly because of what I see on a daily basis. You know, right now I'm on infectious disease consults at the University of Michigan. So my job is to go into the hospital and see all people who have any sort of infectious disease problem. Recently, a lot of the people that we're seeing are patients with COVID. And so, you know, this is just part of my daily grind. So there was not a hesitation. I did read through the vaccine literature, the studies. I felt encouraged by all of that news. And so I was happy to be one of the first.
Can you walk us through the process? Where was the vaccine given? Did you sit down, stand up, wear a mask? Can just explain how it went?
Yeah, definitely. I think there was a little more pomp and circumstance just because we were the first few people getting the vaccine. So there was everyone was masked. We were in the Ford Auditorium at the University of Michigan. There were some TV cameras and so forth on site. Everyone was masked. We stood socially distanced apart and were called one by one to get our vaccine and then monitored 15 minutes afterwards to make sure no one had any reactions and then sent on our way. Everyone was very thankful and nice to us, and we were also very grateful to be some of the first frontline workers chosen to get the vaccine.
Did it hurt?
You know, it actually really wasn't that bad. They did have a excellent ICU nurse giving the vaccine, but it really just felt like a quick jab.
And what was going through your mind at that time? I know you have a young daughter at home and a husband, and even though you are a dedicated Michigan Medicine physician, you're also a mom and a wife and a woman in the community. So did any of that cross your mind as you were going through this historic procedure?
Yeah, you know, one of the parts of being an infectious disease doctor during a pandemic is I'm, you know, on call 24/7. So I'm doing my day job, but get lots and lots of questions from friends and family and colleagues. And it wasn't until I got some questions from some fellow colleagues that I realized, oh, yeah, like this applies to me as well. I'm actually going to be getting the vaccine today. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I thought a lot about all of that literature, you know, but I felt very confident getting it. And I actually can't wait till the phases allow for my family to also get vaccinated so we can start feeling more and more protected.
And you get your second dose in 3 weeks?
Exactly. I saved it in my Google Calendar.
And what is the number one question people are asking you about getting the COVID vaccine right now?
A lot of people are asking how I'm feeling. And so I'm happy to be honest. I'm having a little bit of, I'm a black belt in Taekwondo, so I would not be able to do a lot of punches with my left arm at the moment. But otherwise, I'm feeling good.
That's Michigan Medicine Infectious Disease Specialist Dr. Payal Patel sharing her experience of getting the COVID vaccine, one of the first really in the community, in the state, and in the country. So best of luck. Stay well. Hopefully the pain goes away and you're back and helping us move through this pandemic feeling well.
Thank you, Lisa.